Welcome to Negotiating Happiness, the show that helps you find happiness, success, and balance in your work and life. I'm Adriana Fiestro, your host for this journey into entrepreneurship and personal growth. We're broadcasting live on 107.7 and 105.3 FM in New Orleans as part of the United Public Radio Network. We explore the latest strategies, insights, and stories from successful entrepreneurs and experts. From managing stress to building a thriving business, we've got you covered. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is just a super slow day for me, so we're just going to take it as it is. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are broadcasting live on the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network at 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. And please check out our other shows as well on the network. A lot of them also appear on Roku TV. And as per usual, you will find us on replays on most popular platforms. A lot of people seem to like our show on SoundCloud. We're on YouTube, on Facebook. So thank you so much for tuning in. I am getting ready today to tell you guys a little bit about this workshop that I'm putting together. I don't know if you had a chance to read the summary for our show, but basically I want to show you how you can discover practical ways as a small business owner that you can harness the power of AI. I know a lot of people are not a big fan or have mixed emotions, but it's here. We might as well use it and boost our productivity. I'm going to try and share real-world examples and valuable tips to help you make the most of these tech advancements. And I will take you through part by part of what the actual workshop is. And as a surprise, what we're going to do, if anybody is tuning in today in the live chat, you'll be entered to win a spot on the workshop for free. It is $197 value. It is a founder's rate because it's the first time that we're running it. So in the future, I think the rate will change, but I'm super excited and I'm very thankful for people that are tuning in. So if you do want a spot on our workshop here, you will have the chance to win one for free. And everybody else that enters, I promise I will message you with a coupon as well. And you can get some, I believe it's 25% off of the fee as well. So you don't have anything to lose. So if you do want to like tune in and comment and ask questions in the live, you will definitely not regret it, I promise. So let's dive in, everybody. And I'm not feeling the best. This is why I was telling you that it's a slow day for me. So please bear with me. You'll see me, you know, chugging on my coffee here. So feel free, grab your coffee, sit down, maybe relax with your lunch. I am here to teach you about these things, these techie things. Okay, so just in case anybody wants to check out the workshop before, I will be pasting in the link just now, and it is just Ontario Assistant. Give me 1 second here. It's ontarioassistant.com / mastering chat GPT. I have just realized here that I'm having a little bit slow with my brain today. And I haven't actually turned on the live for my usual channels, but you'll find it on the network channels as well. Just give me 1 second here. In the meantime, get ready to comment. I will make it available again for you and send you a reminder. Perfect. Okay. There we go. Perfect. So I'm able to paste the link in there for you guys. Here we go. Wonderful. And we are on Let's talk a little bit about the workshop that I just introduced, and I'll tell you why it's something that I decided to do in my business. Well, one, because I want to help people, and two, because I want to focus my my attention on education or things that I felt like I needed when I first started working for myself. So this is definitely one of the tools that I would have been using from day one if it was available, or if I knew of it. So here we go. The workshop itself is targeted towards people in the service industry, a lot of businesses that run in the digital space. So virtual assistants, online business managers, business owners in general who want to leverage the power of AI. If you already have an assistant, I would say that it's even better because one, you'll be able to use them for more substantial tasks and do some of the more admin, more technical tasks with ChatGPT. And I know this seems very far-fetched and you don't quite understand how, and this is exactly why I'm doing it, because I want to make it clear. I want everybody to come out of the workshop with kind of a path of what is everybody's responsibility that's helping me, you know, like what, and it might seem silly, but if you build your base in your business and your standard operating procedures, you will run your business smoother. And I know a lot of the times you have a really good idea and you're, you know, really savvy with business, you tend to not remember that you need to put a lot of work in first before you can get to the good parts, right? And I know they're not the most exciting parts, doing all of the work for, you know, standard operating procedures or deciding what your company organization chart looks like, but they are important to the people working for you so that you are clear and efficient on what your tasks are. So that's why this is very, very important. You can definitely streamline your operations and use ChatGPT, which is, you know, almost next to nothing here. So the workshop consists of three sessions, which I'm holding on June 14th, June 21st, and June 28th. And each session covers different topics relating to it. So an introduction, ChatGPT usage, how to troubleshoot, how to nurture conversations, how to train the model effectively, and how to integrate it basically as a personal assistant in your business. And I've left some time in there for people to ask specific questions about their business that I can personally show them. Oh, in your specific business, I would do it this way and this way. And that way you get a little bit more of a personal consult as well. That's why I've limited the spots, however many spots can come into the workshop, because I don't want a whole bunch of people just watching, you know, like a Zoom or a Google Meet meeting. I want people to be able to ask their questions and have, you know, get answers from me. Okay, so the workshop will include obviously the presentation. I'll have some worksheets for you guys that you can take back, guides that you can refer to after as well. And again, you'll have plenty of opportunities to ask questions. And I just want to emphasize that I know that people are putting in prompts, or you're getting a lot of people online, and I've said this before, I think in my previous show, that you're getting a lot of people with just prompts, guides, where you say, oh, you put this paragraph into it and it'll give you exactly what you want. I want to emphasize that is a language model, which means that you have to have a conversation with it, right? To get the appropriate, you know, results. You have to nurture the conversation. This is why it's not as easy as me putting out a guide of 300 prompts. And I know a lot of people are doing it to as freebies, which is great. That could be in addition to what you learn in the workshop. I think it's a great tool to have. However, you need to learn how to troubleshoot it. You know, it needs guidance and nurturing to function effectively. And it does, like I said, it does not replace your VAs, your virtual assistants, or your OBMs, or online business managers, but it serves as a tool to enhance their capabilities and to make things faster, right? I use it a lot for research, and I ask it for links and references. And yes, sometimes it's wrong because I'm using ChatGPT-3, I believe. But if you use the plus or the four, I believe it is now able to give you a lot less erroneous links or responses or references. The point is you always ask for references and links to make sure that you're not going to say something silly or untrue or something that is no longer true, just remember they only updated ChatGPT-3 until 2021, I believe. Okay. I named it Mastering ChatGPT, Empowering Service Providers with AI, because that's exactly how I felt when I realized that I can do some of the things that I always thought that I needed, a human to do them for me. And now I need that human to do something else for me, right? It is empowering to know that you have information at your fingertips, which we always did with the internet, but the speeds, the accuracy, or the sheer availability of this AI, even at 2 a.m. when I do my best work. You guys know me, I'm a night owl. It can give you exactly what you're looking for if you know how to use it. So yes, it is about mastering ChatGPT, and it is a continuous process. Okay. You're never going to learn one thing and say, I'm done learning that. No, it is always changing, especially in tech, especially in the digital space. You're always learning. You're always, collaborating with other people. This is only going to get better and better. I think I mentioned in one of the last episodes, I gave it a link to a webinar of, I think it was about an hour and a half, to do with my SEO platform. And I asked it to review it and summarize it. So in 2 seconds, it had typed out that it had reviewed it. 2 seconds. It took it 2 seconds to review an hour and a half webinar. And in about 20 seconds, it had all of the main talking points ready and typed out. This is amazing. And I've used other AI tools that have also amazed me. We can go through a list of them in a bit, but I want to talk a little bit more about why and how we're going to do this workshop. We live in a rapidly evolving tech era, and you have to stay ahead of the curve. It is crucial. If you're a successful business owner who's constantly juggling multiple tasks, or you thrive in organized chaos, hi, that's me. But you obviously understand that there are more efficient ways of doing things, or perhaps you're a VA that works for clients, or an OBM like me looking to serve your clients better by speeding up your tasks and, offering up more options and information. If you fall in any of these categories, this is what this workshop is tailored for. This is for you. Okay. And if you leverage these capabilities of ChatGPT, you'll save hours each week. It'll allow you to focus on more impactful tasks. I mean, imagine cutting down your busy work by 25 to 50%, or having your assistant actually concentrate on billable work, so the work that actually makes you money, while they're using ChatGPT for the busy work. These are just a few of the benefits that you can expect from this workshop. We'll delve a little bit later on what specific tasks are. I've divided it in 3 parts because it is important to understand that it is a process, and once you have all the information, then you can utilize it properly. I have a co-host here today. My cat is pawing at me. I don't know if you heard the meow, but he's saying hello. Let me show you guys. Come here. Come here. Okay. This is Bandit, everyone. He's pretty old. He's really cute. He just wants to be loved. And every time I work, he comes and sits by my feet. He's my little coworker. So everybody say hello to our coworker. We actually have another cat. It's gray, and his name is Smokey. So we've got Smokey and Bandit over here. Okay. You done? You gonna go lay down? He's purring. I don't know if you can hear it, but he's purring the entire time. Okay. I feel like that was a promotional break for rescue pets. They were rescued. So he's long hair, and Smokey is short hair. They look completely opposite. Smokey is a lot smaller, and Bandit, he looks like he's huge, but it's just the hair. He's super tiny. Anyway, now that you've met my coworkers, there we go. I think, thank you so much, Michelle. Michelle posted on our feed here the link that I put in, which is the workshop where you can get more details, or you can just keep listening. I'll give you them here. So on June 14th, we're going to talk about how people generally use ChatGPT and what's good and what's bad about it. We'll talk about the concept of prompt engineering, and that's what you're dealing with when you're getting all those freebies off Instagram, Facebook, TikTok of, you know, 300 prompts to help you get things out of ChatGPT. It's prompt engineering, and it takes a lot more than just putting in words. You have to think about all of the components that you want your information to contain. And sometimes ChatGPT forgets what some of those components are, and you have to remind them, and they will literally respond like you're like a newbie assistant and say, oh, my apologies, here it is with this information as well. You kind of have to treat them like they're new and they're learning, right? Until they get what they're supposed to be doing, which is kind of scary, again, because you're talking to a robot, but it's a very, very helpful robot. In the second session, on the 21st, we'll talk about how to troubleshoot those glitches exactly, and how to nurture the conversation and how to make it improve its performance. I don't know if everybody knows how they learn, but they do learn if you give them information. You can upload PDFs, you can upload presentations, you can show them things, and you can ask them to learn, then you can confirm, do you understand? And then it'll draft something based on that, if that's what you need it to do, or it will work in the background by connecting to some of your other platforms, and depending on what you give it access to. You can, for example, give it access to your Google Drive or your Dropbox or whatever it is, and ask it to organize your folders. That's super helpful. Again, if you're somebody like me that has a million things on the go, that would be super helpful for me to be able to do. Do I go back and check? Of course I go back and check. You would do that even with your assistant to make sure that, you know, hey, did we understand each other, right? So where are we here? Let's see. And yeah, and I mean, you'll have the knowledge to overcome those challenges. Sometimes I also find that when you're in the middle of getting all this information and is generating the information, sometimes it just stops mid-sentence. And I saw in their update that they put in a button that says continue generating, whereas before that button didn't exist, so I'd have to tell it to please continue. And it which is funny because I tried to be so polite, but just in case, you know, like I'm making a joke here, but just in case they ever take over, the AI takes over. I'm like, I was always polite. No, it's just what I've learned to do when I'm typing out, you know, day-to-day emails, clients, whatever. So I just tell it, please continue. And it will continue where it left off from that sentence. But now you do have that helpful button there that will help you continue the query. And a lot of the times, you use words that I'll give you an example. I always tell it to give me references. And for me, references means, where did you get this information from? I need the author, the date, the name, the link, the whatever. And I think it just references the organization, for example. So then you have to be very specific and say, I need you to rewrite this and give me references with links referring to where you got this information from, and then it understands. So, I mean, it's a work in progress, but I have to say it is so quick, and it could give you 10 different places you can start your research with. You know, I was recently on a Spirit Switchboard on Friday, which is Carrie Lynn Shellhorn's show on the network, and she's always so lovely. I've known her for a really long time, and we talked about I think her topic was haunted forests, which was super cool because I was able to draw from some of my travel experiences. But I had to do some research on the Black Forest in Germany. There's the Epping Forest in England. I'm not sure if we touched on that one, but there was also there was another spot, I think North Carolina, that we talked about as well. And I literally went to ChatGPT and I said, I want you to pretend that or assume the role of a paranormal researcher. And it understood right away and it told me what its attitude was going to be, which helps you understand biases because it is biased when it provides certain information because it relies on certain references that could either swing to the left, to the right, to the center, to super conservative, super liberal, to very lax on information and facts, to super strict. So until it removes some of the information thinking it's not legit or it's not from like a government site or a whatever it considers a reputable site. So when you ask it to assume that role, you're also actively reminding yourself that it will be biased towards this role. So it will find things that only have to do with this subject in the subject's culture or spectrum, right? So it assumed the role of a paranormal researcher and it gave me these tales that people keep recounting on the internet regarding, you know, the Black Forest in Germany, which is it's huge in mass and name, and you know, it employs a lot of people. It's a big resort type of industry there. And it spit out all kinds of information for me that I then combed through and clicked on links and made my own decision on whether it's a reputable source or not. I did the same thing for the other information. And I was talking to Carrie Lynn on the show. If you go on my page on Facebook and on YouTube, you'll see that from Friday. It's already posted there if you're interested in our conversation. But we talked about how, you know, 10 years ago when I was doing this kind of research for Canada's Most Haunted, shout out to Michelle DeRoche's show as well. She's on the Outer Realm and she's in twice a week on Wednesdays and Thursdays. If you want to check it out, she also has a wonderful guest from everywhere around the world that talk about all kinds of things, related to the paranormal, or ufology or whatever it is that you're interested in. And we were talking about how 10 years ago, we didn't have that kind of research tool. And we even had to find locations by, you know, it was kind of newer to use apps. I remember using a hiking app in order to find a trail to get to the specific spot in the haunted forest in Romania. You know, like you had to kind of piece things together and it took us days to figure out how to get there. Now with a tool like this, it could take seconds to even give you your starting point of where you want to research or what you want to find. So it is incredibly powerful. And I don't want people to shy away from this kind of tool, because if you learn how to use it, it can be very, very useful. It will even translate things for you. I remember having to travel and download on my phone, because data was unlimited at the time. Download all the local maps on my phone through Google, so just to make sure that it's available offline. I remember having to download an app that had a dictionary that was also offline so that I could, you know, translate words. Or there was this really cool app that would help you translate signs or things that it sees written. So you'd put it up, it uses the camera, and it'll magically change it from German into English or whatever it is that you pick. But ChatGPT has those functions all in one, basically. Like it's so powerful that's why people are afraid, or they just don't know the capability and they're talking about it being a fad or a trend. It is not a trend. I promise you this is here to stay. I promise you this is something that we're going to need to learn how to live with. So you either get on top of it and feel confident and get rid of that fear of AI or whatever, or you just don't know enough about it and I have time to learn. But do you? Because a lot of these, like since ChatGPT, there's thousands of AI programs that have popped up. I don't even think I have time to learn all of it. And I'm super interested in and always looking for it. So be realistic. Could this help you? Yes. Then you need to learn. because you will be left behind. And I know that sounds like a threat, but I don't make the rules. I just live in this universe. Okay. So in the final session of the workshop on June 28th, we'll focus on how to make it your personal assistant or your assistant by highlighting useful plugins. So I'll give you an example of what a plugin is. A plugin is where I got the ChatGPT plugin for Chrome, that's my web browser. And every time I Google something or I use Google to get somewhere, on the right hand side, there's this box that pops up and it's ChatGPT, and it flows off of my search and it already gives me some really cool either stats or facts or, you know, where to look, how to find things, or so it's already working almost ahead to envision kind of what you might be looking for from this one search. So it is in congruence with Google search. It is wonderful. I seem to use it. I just have to get more used to actually, you know, looking to the right of the window to be like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I'm looking for. There are a ton of plugins available. There are some that are in the works. So we will go over those and to see how you can make this easier for yourself so that it works for the people that are not super techie as well. Okay. The other thing, this is where you'll be asking your questions of how to, you know, how do I do this for a business? Or do you think this would work? Or how can I connect it? And I know that a lot of people are using ChatGPT in congruence with Zapier, because Zapier has generally been a tool that we use to connect, you know, like one platform to the other. Zapier is super useful as well. By the way, I don't get any affiliate, you know, marketing or revenue from any of these things. I just wanted you guys to know, this is just me as an OBM looking to, you know, progressively turn into, a well-oiled efficiency machine, basically. So no, I do not get paid from ChatGPT. I don't get paid from any of the platforms that I'm going to mention. I have an affiliate link for things like Dubsado, which is my CRM. But again, unless I give you that link, I don't get any credit for it. So I don't want you to think that somehow this is sponsored. This is not sponsored. However, if any of these platforms want to sponsor it, I will talk about them all day and every day. So, yeah. Okay, let's see. So if, again, so for the people just tuning in here, we'll just do a quick station ID. It is almost 1:30 here local time. So welcome to Negotiating Happiness. We are broadcasting live on the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. We are streaming across all popular platforms, and some of our shows are actually streaming on Roku TV. So when you're sitting down, you want to unwind, you want to watch some of our shows, check them out. They are on Roku TV as well. And some of the shows that we mentioned today are The Outer Realm on Wednesdays and Thursdays and The Spirit Switchboard, which happens at 4 p.m. Eastern time on Fridays. That's the one that I was just a guest on with Carrie Lynn Shelhorn. They're all wonderful. So Michelle runs The Outer Realm with Amelia Pisano as well. Also super sweet. These are some of my favorite people, so of course I have to talk about them. So we are diving in today into... you know, what this workshop on ChatGPT is, and you know, empowering service providers with AI. I did post a link in the chat here. I will make my way around the network platforms as well to post this link where you can get more information. And I did say, if you guys are commenting on the replay or in live, or you are watching, if you comment, you will have the chance to win a free spot on the workshop. And it is $197 value right now. It is a founder's rate. So in the future, the rate might change. This is the first time that we're running it. And also, if you do comment, I will message you privately with a coupon as well, so that even if you don't get the free spot, you will still be able to save some money as a thank you for tuning in. So please go ahead. I will be checking for a week after this airs. So at 2 p.m. Eastern time. This will be also be able to be viewed on replay. So a week from today will end. I will see who's been commenting and I will message you privately with either a coupon or to let you know that you've won a free spot on the webinar. And we are at the point where we've just gone through the breakdown of a webinar, where we're also going to be talking about specific tasks that it can handle and also some of the other AIs that we can use to make really cool things like videos, or how to help us make, you know, some of our long videos, like a radio show like this or a podcast. We want to get the relevant tidbits out of it. There is AI that will take it and turn it into 10 short videos that you can post on some of the like TikTok platforms, or maybe YouTube Shorts, or Instagram Reels, that kind of thing. And it's intuitive. It will pick out a lot of relevant things and it will cut it down to size. Is it perfect? No. But out of the 10, I found 4 that I was thinking perfect. That's not bad for, 2 seconds of my time of uploading a video and waiting for it. That is it. So this is why I'm kind of pushing AIs. This is the time to make the most out of it, to save you time, money, mental health, so that you're not always stressed out. I definitely benefit from it. So I want to share that. Okay. And it's all about delegating those time consuming tasks, or just staying efficient, or enhancing your client's experience. So maybe in your deliverables, you only had, one version of things. Maybe you can offer them different versions, or more personalized things. Or maybe you just want to use ChatGPT to offer things like as a bonus in your packages, right? It will do the research for you. Let's take a look at what kind of specific tasks it can provide. And I do touch on this on the webinar website that I just posted. Okay. But just in case you don't catch the show, give it a click. Read it up. I tried to put all of my reasoning why this is super helpful in there. So one, it can answer business related questions, right? Such as marketing, using platforms like HubSpot, Marketo, financial analysis with tools like QuickBooks or Xero. It does have sales techniques for Salesforce and Pipedrive, and just industry trends that they gather from Google Analytics or SEMrush. So it's super helpful, especially if you're new at this. It will give you a basic draft or a guideline of what people do. This is what, whatever. And you can tailor that, right? That's what we're talking about. You can tailor it to your specific need. If you want general marketing advice, it'll give it to you. But if you don't tailor it to you, you might miss a step, or you might think, oh, that's super smart. Why didn't I think of that for my own business, right? It can run your CRM, which is your customer relationship management tool. I mentioned Dubsado before. That's the one that I use. If you're looking for a CRM, I do have I think it's 25 or 30% off code if you want it. That is an affiliate link. Just let me know. It is a wonderful CRM. I've been using it for a couple years now, and I have clients that are currently onboarding on it, and they also love it. Okay. It can manage. So ChatGPT can manage that, like Salesforce, HubSpot, Zoho. It can update contact information. It can track customer activities. It can give you reports, and it can help you nurture valuable customer relationships. So when you talk about nurturing, it just means, what are you doing to keep that up? Nurturing really helps with retention. Do you have repeat customers? Are you sending them, messages? Are you, how are you not forgetting that they're one of your customers? Like, how are you making them feel special and valued and please come back to use our services again, it can help you with that. It can also help you with improving website SEO. And this is a personal example. I haven't quite done all the work yet, but in about 10 seconds, it analyzed what my issues are on my current website, which is older, and I am in the process of changing it. I would never tell you, I sit here and tell you that, oh my gosh, what I do is 100% perfect or accurate. It's not. That's the whole point of the show, is to kind of muddle through the things and figure things out together and not gatekeep information and provide that kind of information to people who are starting out or people who are looking to develop, right? Even if you are further ahead in business, and you think you have a really good grasp on the digital space, you can still learn things with these tools. That's the beauty of it. Whereas if you're just starting out, everything is super overwhelming. I deal with a lot of clients that start out, so we do have a separate kind of program that we go through. If you are thinking of starting out, give me a shout. We can discuss on how to make you less overwhelmed. I remember I was there. I was in your shoes. Okay. So we were talking about a website SEO, and I just completely got sidetracked because my website is something that I need to change, but I gave it access to my my SEO platform, and it was able to tell me some of the keywords. So because my objective has changed since I put that website up, I started as a VA, now I'm an OBM, I need to attract a different kind of audience. So it picked up on that, and it helped me come up with better titles, better keywords, and I have to now go in and input them. And it did that based on, again, Google Analytics and my SEO platform on how people respond or how people search things. And, in order to come up on those searches and be visible to potential clients or collaborators, whatever the case may be. Okay. It will analyze performance. And it'll provide recommendations on optimizing the content, like meta tags, keywords, and just overall the website structure. It can also suggest improvements to increase your visibility and ranking on search engines, and it will lead to more organic traffic and potential customers. And I think that's what you want. As a small business, you want organic traffic. I would never recommend that you go in and, purchase followers or, purchase those bots that would help with that kind of thing, because they do not equal sales. It just makes a facade of, maybe you want to be an influencer. Maybe that's a different point. I still don't recommend it, but anything that can help you organically grow is my type of tool, basically. Okay. It's also really good for project management platforms, like ClickUp, Asana, Trello, Monday.com. So I don't know which one you use, but it can help you organize the tasks, track progress, or maybe facilitate communication between your team. So let's say you have an assistant, it can automate routine activities, and it will ensure that it's a smooth collaboration. It could be kind of like that glue that even when you walk away from your computer, it's still going. Same with your team member. So it just depends on what kind of process you go through in your business. But ChatGPT can definitely help in there as well. And it can provide lots of recommendations, whether you need suggestions for software, tools, services, tech. It can offer recommendations like, you should use Flowdesk for your marketing emails, or Zendesk or Freshdesk or MailChimp or ConvertKit, right? And these are all different. It's super overwhelming at first too, because it will spit out all of these options, and then you can manage that overwhelm and say, I need you to give me the best features in each of these platforms in 5 sentences, and I need you to consider pricing. And this is where you have to be careful, because if you don't have ChatGPT Plus or 4, it will give you the information that might be related to 2021, but then you just ask it for links of where they got this information from. And if you can click on it and confirm it, that's something else you can do. If you want the ChatGPT Plus or ChatGPT 4, I believe it's $20 a month right now. It is definitely in line with every other platform that offers, I would say, a lot less. So I don't think it's unreasonable at all. But anyway, this is how you can manage your overwhelm. It can give you like a ton of recommendations, and then you say, I need the best features, and I need you to compare them in like 5 sentences, or pick the best ones with pricing and references. And then you can easily make your decision to say, well, I'm staying within my budget. and I really need this or that. So I'll give you an example. This would have been super helpful when I was looking for a different CRM. So I first started out with HubSpot, which is great. It's just my business is not as detailed as HubSpot could be. So I hated the fact that I couldn't use all of the features, at least not at the time for my business. So I wanted to switch CRMs. So if I had ChatGPT back then, this entire journey of speaking to people about, you know, what worked for you, like, what do you recommend, and looking at pricing. And it took like about 2 months, right? If I had ChatGPT, I would have said, I keep hearing about HoneyBook and Dubsado. Please compare them. Immediately, I would have figured out that HoneyBook doesn't offer workflows, and that is something that I needed. So then my decision would have been made super easy right there. So again, I'm super committed to giving you guys real life examples so that you can understand that this is not just something that I'm promoting. I believe in it, and I want to show people how to use it. And I am aware it's something super new, and a lot of people are not super on board with it, or they're curious. They just haven't had the opportunity to play with it. I recommend you play with it, but I don't recommend that you make your decision based on some bad prompts, because again, this takes a little bit more effort than what everybody on TikTok makes it seem. Okay, so let's see, what else can it do? It can assist with research, which we've talked about before. It'll use SurveyMonkey and Google Surveys as well if you tell it to. It can help you gather insights from competitors, right? And some of the tools like SpyFu or SimilarWeb. It'll understand consumer behavior with platforms like Qualtrics and Google Consumer Surveys. So if you have those platforms, consumer behavior is huge for marketing, right? It just depends on how big you are, how much you want to invest, but this is huge. And it will identify market opportunities using data from like Statista or Gartner. And I have to be honest with you, when I was looking this up, I also don't know all of, I know most of these platforms, but I don't know some of the other ones. So it's definitely a world full of tech, right? We're all learning still. It can also, so this goes against what my beliefs are. I work with people that generate content, like copywriters that spend hours to, like hundreds of hours to craft, you know, their approach, their strategy, their writing skills. So this isn't something that I would recommend. However, it can generate content drafts. Do I think that you should be using it instead of a copywriter? Like especially, no. You know, conversion copywriters are super important for website presence. And I don't think that they could be replaced like that. And you can try it. You can try it. We've tried it. We've played with it. I've shown it to some of these clients of mine, and they weren't impressed because it has no tone. It's speaking like it's speaking to another robot, right? So I don't recommend that you take exactly what it is and publish it. I mean, sometimes it's fine for captions if it's short content and it's something that you would, you know, say anyway, but just be careful. Don't just start copying and pasting. Do you believe in what it's saying? Do you stand by it? I feel like a lot of people could get into a lot of trouble just by using it, by copying and pasting. And also, like, your clients will notice. They will notice. I was just on Amazon. And I was like, oh, super cool. Let's see what it is. It's kind of like a guide. I was like, nice. And it was available on multiple, like, audio or ebook or you know, paper, paperback. But there was a lot of reviews about how, oh, it looks like ChatGPT wrote this book too, right? Because it's noticeable. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just giving you what I saw in like the 3 seconds that I was on the page. Your clients will notice if you start speaking like a robot. It might sound fancy, it might sound whatever, but it's not. There are hacks to it on how to make it a little bit less detectable. However, it does involve effort and knowledge. So we will go over some of those hacks in our webinar on how to sort of get around that. And just to make it clear, if you are in school or you have your claiming authorship rights and whatnot, there are so many other AI platforms that are built, like Turnitin. I'm not sure if it's AI or not, but Turnitin was used when I was in school too. So this is how people check for plagiarism or for how, you know, how likely is it that this was written by AI? There are those checks. So if you think that people can't tell, people can tell. And if they can't, they have tools. So again, we could talk about that more and how to not get around it, but how to find that happy medium of I need help from this and I also want to put my own spin to it, okay? But it can definitely generate things like Google Ads or Facebook ad campaigns, or you could draft articles using WordPress. But again, you'd have to be very careful on how you use that. You could also offer admin support, right? ChatGPT can assist with scheduling appointments. It can use Calendly, can use Google Calendar, can manage emails. It can sort out your emails, you know, Gmail or Outlook. It can organize files in Google Drive or Dropbox, which I already mentioned, and it can automate routine administrative activities so that you can focus on other things. So those things that always have to happen that are in the back of your mind as a small business owner, they take up mental space. You want to get rid of that and get this robot to do it, not you, right? You need that space for creativity, for just in general, right? You just need that space, or maybe you need rest. Can also provide language translation. So if you operate globally, or if you, you know, interact with a lot of people online, it could help you with that for sure. I tested it out. So my first language is Romanian. It was pretty good. It was pretty good in the translation, to my knowledge, to my limited knowledge. But yes, it was very good. It can also collaborate with Google Translate or DeepL. So you'll definitely be able to overcome language barriers a lot easier, a lot faster too. Okay. And I wanted to leave this last one till the end so that we can talk about it and leave you with kind of the need to understand it a bit more. ChatGPT can 100% help you with lead generation, which is something that a lot of us need in order to sustain our business and keep having clients come in, right? It can also help you with the nurturing of those relationships, so to keep them, to have repeat clients. But first of all, if you are just starting out, lead generation is huge, and you trust me, we can all use help with it. So it can help by lead qualification, and what that means is it'll engage potential leads through chatbots on your website or social media or email, because it can ask qualifying questions to understand if you can even, you know, help them. Is this a good lead, right? You don't just want leads to take up your time. You don't have time to do that. You have to do the actual work. You have to, like, you know, nurture your business. But ChatGPT can just say, you know, things like, what specific marketing goals are you looking to achieve? Or what's your monthly marketing budget? Because if you're a marketer, you're like, I can't work with these people. Or yes, I can work with these people, right? So lead qualification, one. Two, it can give you custom recs, so custom recommendations. It's for to make sure that the services align with the lead requirements, right? So it can highlight specific offerings or packages. So it's kind of like, I don't know if you ever worked retail or any other job where they give you like a script to interact with a potential customer. Definitely in the script, somewhere in there is, if they answer this, you should tell them about this offer. That's what the custom recommendations are. It says, this is my monthly marketing budget. What can you do for me? And then ChatGPT would be able to give it. We have this beginner program. We have a consult 101. We have this. So that can all be done in the background while you're doing something else. You know, while you're doing the work or while you're having a networking meeting, you are literally still working, even if your brain is not, you know, focusing on that. And I'm specifically talking here to a lot of like the solopreneurs and entrepreneurs. But obviously, if you have a bigger business, this can work for you as well. You'll, in bigger businesses, they always find that they need admin support or somebody to run through this lead generation, right? So this is definitely helpful. It can also gather contact information. Again, very valuable. Email lists are huge in the help for marketing. And it'll help convert those into customers so that it can nurture the leads as well, not just existing customers. And it can be easily integrated into your CRM. So it'll take their contact information and then pop it over into your CRM so that you can have a list. You don't even have to think about this. You just have to set it up. Okay. You can get automated follow-ups. So it'll, with personalized emails, reminders, notifications, and it'll nurture your leads. So for example, after a lead's shown interest in your services, it can, ChatGPT can automatically send a series of emails with relevant content, case studies or success stories. And you can do this. So this is, if you're already doing something similar, this is kind of like those marketing campaigns that will have a nurturing sequence, right? Where you plan it so that in 2 days, you'll send this email. If they open it, you send this. If they don't open it, you send this. So it does that workflow for you, the sequence. But it's almost like whenever it's triggered, you don't need to set it up for a specific thing, right? It can answer frequently asked questions about your services, like pricing, timelines, details. And it can provide accurate and consistent information to them, which is the most important thing, right? It can provide a response. The response can be anything that you want it to be, which is great, right? This is why a lot of businesses succeed, because even if they call it in a saturated market, the market's saturated because a lot of people have that interest or people do really well. Why do they do that really well? Because they include part of their personality in their service. So if you have something unique, ChatGPT can work with that. It can let them know right away from the start of their lead that, hey, you want this person because of this, right? So there's definitely a lot of ways to use it. It can also assist in generating like custom service proposals based on their requirement. Right. So it'll outline scope of work, what the deliverables are, the pricing options, the terms, the conditions. And this will streamline the proposal creation process, saving you time for a sales team. So I use Dubsado because it has all of these things available. Once you put them in as templates, you just kind of have to shoot them off. But ChatGPT can help you with that. So we help you in collaboration with that, which is super cool. Again, this is how you can make it your assistant. Okay. And it could also, because it does have the capability to kind of go back and forth with your leads, it can help you upsell or cross sell opportunities depending on what their requirements are. Right. Like I'll give you a real life example. So if somebody purchases like a social media management package, right, it can suggest additional services like paid advertising campaigns or content creation packages or whatever it is to complement the existing product that you've just sold. Okay, and it can also provide post-sales support. So this is super helpful. And it does integrate with Zapier as well. So if you have things that go to the customer, like from one platform to the other, or having to connect to, I'm talking about specifically like a store, right? So from your cart to your customer, and there's a product involved that they need to download or that they need to have access to, it can help you all doing all that with Zapier if need be. So it is so important, and I know it's overwhelming, but this is why I wanted to do this webinar, because I wanted to dive into, okay, well, what's more useful to you? Let's do that then, right? One thing at a time. Let's find out how it can be used for your specific business. I am willing to bet money that there's not a single business out there in the digital space that will not, or that can't benefit from ChatGPT. That's how much I'm into this. That's how much. And I did promise you guys, we have a couple minutes left. I did promise you guys to let you know about a couple different AIs that I use, and I'm going to give you them exactly from my phone and from my account. Give me 1 second. Coffee is my best friend today. Again, not feeling the best, but I'm here and I'm smiling. And I'm super thankful to have this platform to be able to share this knowledge. Okay, so I used, I mentioned it before in one of our other episodes, where I used, I'm about to post it actually. So if you go on my social media accounts, I'll post the links here. I'm about to post this video. It took me 15 minutes to put a script in, and to have this AI person magically talk about my webinar and list the important parts that I gave it. It was super cool. It is definitely something that I was kind of blown away by. And you could tell she's AI only because I've been staring at her so much. But I will post it on my socials. So here's my Instagram and my other links as well. I just posted them on there. Perfect. You guys can go on my Instagram, which is assistant.ontario, and I will post it there and you'll see. So it took me 15 minutes to make this video. I hate being on video, which is funny because I'm here on video, but I hate it because I have to somehow, it has to be perfect, right? Like, it's our perfectionism issue. But I will post it today for you guys to see. I did tell you that there's another one that I use to extract short clips out of long form videos. So I will do another example, and I'm about to post one of those from my episode with Jacinta, which is, she's the one that did that does kids books in the martial arts area. So the first one that I talked about is called Hey Jen, and that's the one, like, Hey, G-E-N. I'll put a link in. Actually, I want to see if I can share the video with you guys. Maybe. Yeah. So I can share this video with you guys. This is the one that I was talking about where she's talking about the, took me 15 minutes to do it only because it was my first time. And they give you a bunch of hours every month for free. So you can use this. This is the other link. You'll see the video I'm talking about. She's, you can choose your avatar. There's so many. So she's professionally dressed and she's talking about it. So that's the link to the video for the AI that I used for that. And the other one that will take clips out for you automatically, I believe it's called Opus. Let me see. Opus Clip. I will give you that link as well. Even if you're on replay. Yep. So it's called Opus Clip. So it's clip.opus.pro. And you can definitely use it. And again, it does give you a certain amount of videos per month that you can use for free. So you don't have to stretch yourself with that. I always try to find the platforms that are super helpful for business owners and not stretch out their marketing budget or, you know, just budget in general. Okay, so there's that. There are other ones that I use. Let me just check my phone here. This is how you know I use them, because I have to check my phone. We only have 2 minutes left, but I want to give you another one. Let's see. Just bear with me here. I'm still old school and not organized when it comes to my phone. I still take a lot of screenshots, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. That was a fun one. So if you're like me and you don't really know how to show up for, you know, different events or whatever dress-wise, you know, there's this cool AI that's called Shop with AI. And you can ask it, like, what should I wear to a pool party? And, or can you recommend some gold hoop earrings? Or can you recommend how to show up for my interview? Or how do I dress for a wedding as a wedding guest, right? And it will give you kind of outfit ideas based on what you tell it. You can tailor it to you, and then links on where to purchase those things. It's super cool, super helpful, especially if you don't have time to shop online. I am definitely trying that. And that could help you with your events, anything else that you might need. Let's see. Oh yeah. So there's another one called Audio Pen, and I got this from Becky Litvin from TikTok. She has a couple of these videos that are very good. It's called Audio Pen, and it's, you can record and then you start rambling, and Audio Pen will clean things up when you're done. So if you have ADHD, or if you have a trouble, like, you know, focusing on the idea, start rambling in this AI and it will give you a short annotated version in text for you. And I believe that that's super cool. So I'll just put it in here. AudioPen is the other AI. So it's all in the comments. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate your time. And if you want to still be a part of putting in your name or leaving a comment, I will personally come in and do the raffle for the free spot or give you a coupon to sign up. And thank you again for tuning in the show. Thank you for everybody that will be listening to the replays. And a big thank you to the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network. And next week we will have a special guest. I'm going to try and have as many guests as possible for you guys to enjoy. And there's one that's coming up I'm super excited for. And she's Megan Reed, and she's writing a really kick-ass book about just doing the thing and being yourself. And it's called Main Character Energy. I love it. You're going to love her. She does a lot of grounding, and, you know, she's more on the spiritual side, which I can super connect with. But I can't wait to introduce you guys to Megan. So thank you so much, and have a great rest of your Monday.